It's the post show. I'm back.
Hello. We missed you.
I missed me too. I also missed you guys.
Not miss you. You were with you the whole time.
I mean, I was asleep most of the time, so I kind of missed me.
Oh, man, apparently, Drew.
Missed my regular routine.
CinemaCon is going on right now. We just
Cinnamon? I love cinnamon.
No, cinema.
CinnamonCon.
Cinnamon bonbons?
Cinnamon bonbons at the theaters is nice.
Whoa!
Right?
Is that a thing?
No, CinemaCon's going on right now, and they showed, and they released it online. They showed the trailer for, the first trailer for Joker, which looks intriguing.
It does, yeah.
It looks intriguing. Looks dark.
I think I like how they did it.
Looks dark.
Yeah, it does look, well, it's the Joker.
Yeah, interesting, an interesting origin story. Doesn't look like it's going to be very comic booky, and that's okay.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Apparently, they also released It Chapter 2 footage, but it hasn't come out online yet. They only showed it at CinemaCon.
I was watching It. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I put it on over the weekend.
You've seen it, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I just popped
Sam,
it on.
Sam, have you?
I mean, not like fully.
Through your fingers?
Kind of. I like watched a little bit of it, and then I think I fell asleep because I was like not emotionally
It was good. It was a good movie.
Is it?
Yes.
It's not. I didn't. It is a very good movie. Totally agree with you. Rewatchable. Not as like scary as I had expected. I was not personally scared by it. I think it's just because of the nature of the story itself. It just doesn't lend itself to anything sort of real world relatability.
I feel like it was overhyped because of the clown. Everybody's fear of clowns too.
There's that. It was also an incredibly popular book, and that has something to do with it. But I think part of it is because I've experienced that phenomenon a lot in recent movies. A movie looks scary, and then I go see it. And even if I really liked it, like Us, it would be a good example, didn't particularly find it very scary. That doesn't mean it's not within the genre. And I think part of it is just getting older.
Like knowing this,
yeah.
Like, you know, being a little bit more realistic about the movies you're watching.
Yeah, I don't know what would scare me now.
Right. Like if someone popped out of the screen and stabbed me, then I'd be scared.
Their jump scares are different. I mean, jump scares are jump scares, and that's like the easiest type of scare, obviously, sure. You know. But like an actual making me feel afraid, you know, just because of what's going on a movie screen, I don't know what it would take for that to happen now.
The last movie that terrified me was, oh my gosh, it would have been early 2000s, probably about 2000. No, probably 2007-ish. It was a foreign movie called High Tension. And there's a guy across the street. He had a son named Jake who was about Logan's age. This was before Kyle. Okay, so it had to be over 12 years ago now, obviously. It was actually, probably right before Melinda was pregnant with Kyle. And he was a big horror movie fan. Mm-hmm. And he said, you got to watch this movie, High Tension. You got to watch this. And I remember watching, because I had a basement, a finished basement.
Okay.
And I remember, middle of the day, I remember watching it and like, I'm sure I'm remembering this wrong, but I seem to recall like me being in the back of the room, like rounding the corner, like watching through the corner of my eye this film, because it was terrifying.
Which movie was this?
It's called High Tension.
Okay. It gave you some high tension.
It was terrifying. And actually, it ended up being can you movie talk for a minute and just pull up the synopsis?
Oh, yeah. I sure can.
Nothing makes her happier.
Have you ever heard of this? Cuz it's got
I've never heard of this.
It's got a twist in it. It's actually got a really, really good twist in it.
So, this is a slasher thriller film from 2003.
Okay? Yes.
A beautiful young French woman, yep. Alex, travels out to the country to visit her family and brings along her friend Marie. Soon after they get settled in the secluded home, Alex's parents are brutally attacked by a psychotic truck driver who proceeds to stalk the two women as well. When the killer kidnaps Alex in his truck, Marie hides in the back and to try and rescue her, but the bloodshed is far from over.
It is terrifying. There's a moment in it where there's like a little kid.
Is this a French film?
Yes, it is. It's subtitled.
Oh.
There's a moment in it where like this kid ends up getting stalked, and it just freaked me out. Do you want to know the twist?
I'm probably not going to watch it.
Drew, you ever think you'll ever watch it? No? Well, you think you ever watch it? You want to know the twist?
Yeah, go ahead.
The twist? It turns out it's a Fight Club. It's her. It's the girl all along. What? You find out at the end of the film, she gets out of the house, ends up going to this gas station, and then through a series of events, you find out that it was actually her doing the murders all along.
The
girl.
Alex or Marie?
The one that shows up at the friend's house.
So the one that, the friend that's brought along?
Yes, the friend Marie. That's brought along is the murderer.
And Marie's the one who hides in the back to try and rescue her?
No. Then it's the other one.
Okay, so it's the daughter.
It's the daughter.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's done really well when you figure the twist out. It's similar to Fight Club 2 because it has a moment at the beginning of the film, and I will not describe it on the post show because I will not describe what happens. There's only one moment because they do give you the perspective at one point of the trucker, but that's done just as sort of visual trickery. Okay. And then towards the end of the film, you come to realize that it's actually her and she's split personality.
Does she realize that she's the one that did it?
No. It turns out she's a schizo. Because at the end she ends up coming face to face with her friend.
Friend's like, what?
Right, when they finally expose it, you see it's her all along that's been doing all the kill. It scared me.
Man, it sucks for anybody who's listening to the post show that might have watched that movie.
it's got a kill in it that involves somebody's head and a dresser drawer sliding by. It's the worst kill in a movie.
Like, worst as in worst done or, like,
the
brutal?
Most brutal, terrifying thing I've ever seen in my life.
Dresser drawer.
Yeah. I'm not into that. It's like
the last movie that actually gave me legitimate creeps to the point where, like, even after I'd gotten home and, you know, walk around like the quiet empty house, you know, you kind of feel that, like,
yeah, that was me. Yeah,
was probably Hereditary.
Really?
Probably.
Yeah.
That movie was creepy.
I can't even think of, like, I always, always, always mention The Conjuring, but it's been such a long time since I've seen it, and I bet if I watch it again, I'll be like, whatever. But the first time I watched The Conjuring, that was, like, such a creepy movie for me.
That was a creepy movie. That was good. Yeah. I like The Conjuring.
I thought that it was well done.
I'm really looking forward. I'm seeing Pet Sematary on Friday. Really looking forward to that. That looks like they've done a very good job with that.
They reviewed
it so far.
Is that
the cartoon one?
No. What?
Isn't there
a cartoon one that has a Pet Sematary in it?
No.
Or something?
All Dogs Go to Heaven?
Maybe. No, okay, so not that movie.
No, not that movie.
I don't know. Don't look at me like
this
that.
This is based on
scary movies, and you're like, oh,
I know. That's why I was wondering. Cartoons can be scary sometimes.
No, this was based off the Stephen King book, Pet Sematary. Okay. And there was an 80s version that was really popular.
Does it involve pets?
Yes.
Yes.
You'll watch that, but you won't watch any movie that has a dog in it, even if it's a happy story?
No, this is a horror movie. Yeah. Do you know the story of Pet Sematary?
No.
People bury their pets in the Pet Sematary,
and
they
come
back
to life.
Yeah. And they're evil. Yeah.
So a family has a kid that dies, and so they decide to put the kid in the Pet Sematary, and he comes back to life.
And he's evil.
Why did they put him in a Pet Sematary?
Because they wanted to bring him back to life.
That's messed up.
The 80s version.
I can't believe you.
With the knife and the leg. Jeez. Terrifying.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know every Stephen King story. Or whatever. You said Stephen King, right?
Yes, it is Stephen King.
Yes.
Sorry. My brain's still getting in the
Very much looking forward things. To seeing that on Friday. And then I got tickets to Shazam on Saturday.
I'm going to see Shazam tomorrow, and I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
Finally got my Avengers Endgame tickets.
Did you even know what happened with this yesterday?
I was going through some of the podcasts to pull some audio for something, and I saw in like three different podcast descriptions we're talking about Drew struggling to get Avengers Endgame tickets.
So driving me nuts. John got them right away. They went on sale. John's like, I got mine. So, and I was doing it at the exact same time. It wasn't like I waited 5 minutes. I mean, the exact same time.
Did it say sold out?
No.
Everything
AMC's
crashed.
Complete website, app, everything
all
crashed.
Day.
Like immediately and after John got his?
Yeah.
Did you crash? Did you crash AMC?
I can actually tell you, Drew, because I texted you yesterday. Hold on.
You didn't text me. You told me.
No, I texted you when it was back online.
Oh, yeah. I'd gotten my tickets long ago at that point.
Yeah, I didn't know if you still...
Well, I was going to look because I, you know, I'm not going to see it at my AMC, but that's near my house. I'm going to see it here by the station, which, you know, if I can go see it at the AMC, that's much better.
Right.
So I did go look, you know, after you texted me, and yeah, it was pretty much, there were still seats available, but they were front row, and I'm not sitting in the front row.
So the day before, we had known that they were probably going to go on sale in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and it was right before 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And I got the alert.
Okay.
So I immediately hopped online, pulled up AMC, and I told Drew at exactly the same time. I go, dude, Avengers Endgame tickets just went on sale.
Okay.
So we're in the middle of the break when they went on sale. And I initially tried to get tickets to the fan event for 5 o'clock, and that wasn't happening. So I went and got tickets for the 6 o'clock, for the Thursday night opening. And I got them. And I'm not kidding. The moment that I got the confirmation, and then it crashed. It didn't.
You broke AMC, John.
They didn't come back online until almost 6 o'clock. And AMC all day long was like, we're sorry. There were jokes online about how the Thanos snap took out AMC. You couldn't get him through Fandango. So the show was funny because I told Drew, if you go back and listen to the show was actually really good.
Sure.
The funny thing was, I have notes where I kept, we'll only admit this on the post show, and hopefully Chad doesn't listen, but we're in the middle of the break, I'm in the middle of a segment, I'm basically vamping and going through a story, I'm holding up notes to Drew with different movie outlets for him to try out.
Yeah, we're in the middle, we got like guests on the phone.
But I know what he's doing.
Fandango.
Adam tickets, and Drew would go over, and then I see Drew do this, he'd go,
and
he does
everything
that.
Was crashed, or
right.
just so. Or are you talking about AMC working. Theaters?
You couldn't get them anywhere.
Yeah, Fandango wasn't working. AMC wasn't working.
Weird.
It was awful, and I finally got tickets through Fandango, like right towards the end of the show.
I wonder, why are they all through the same service?
The speculation I heard was it shattered the Force Awakens.
Pre-sale tickets, okay.
Just shattered it. I mean,
so
not
you think
even...
it crashed because people bought so many right away? Okay.
That, and apparently, I heard that somebody made a comment that the AMC A-list played a part in it.
Oh.
That there was something about...
like some glitch?
Something about the AMC A-list that AMC wasn't prepared for the number of people. Because what happened was, I couldn't access my app. I couldn't log in through the A-list.
Okay.
None of it. So some people were saying something was wrong. There was the lack of anticipation of the added whatever is necessary to make the A-list thing work.
Gotcha.
Because there's a lot more there than just purchasing tickets. They've got to, you know, have you reserved more? Do you want them sent to you?
Right.
All that. It was insane. And I felt bad because I got mine and I was trying to get tickets because I ended up getting tickets for Friday morning too for Melinda and I to go, because that's what we normally do for big movies like this. We'll go on opening night and then we'll go the following morning. So I was still trying to get tickets and I felt bad. I felt horrible because I'd gotten mine. Drew's
over there.
Drew was scrambling. That's why I was trying to help him. I'm like, oh, try this. Try this.
I was so irritated.
You were, he was mad. It was a really good show.
Because I didn't think I was going to get in. You know, I I'm flying out of town right after the show on Friday that weekend. I'm going to Georgia for a wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that.
Immediately after the show on Friday, I got to head straight to the airport, and I'm coming back Sunday night.
So you want
to
see it that Thursday.
So I want to see it Thursday, because otherwise it's Monday at the earliest is when I could see it.
And
I couldn't imagine going the whole weekend. I've been waiting for this movie for so freaking long.
And you'd have to like stay off of all social media.
I would have to stay off all social media. There would be spoilers rampant.
Yes.
Everywhere, and it would drive me insane.
So, I'm glad that you got your tickets.
I got my tickets.
Yeah, good.
And Sam, I know you want to see it.
I do.
If you want to go with my son, I got him two tickets because he has to work Thursday night.
Oh,
and
okay.
We've gone to see every Marvel movie together, so it's kind of a bummer that he's not going to go to this one with
Tom,
us. But
not to work.
But I bought him. I don't know.
Take the day off.
No, he's had such. No, that is a bad example. You don't take a sick day just to go see a movie. Movies can wait.
No, it's not just a movie.
No. So I bought him two tickets for Saturday.
Gotcha.
That Saturday. So, and I don't think he has anybody to go with.
What date is it coming out?
The 25th
of April.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a couple of weeks. I'm surprised they went on sale so late.
Me too.
Yeah, that's pretty. Normally, they're way sooner than that, aren't they?
Yeah. I just they've created. I mean, we've talked about this before. This is the new
like rhythm.
Yeah, this is the new wave of the. I mean, this is event. The whole reason why, in my opinion, the whole reason why everybody wants to go, why it crashed and why it shattered all the records, yep, is because of what Drew just mentioned. Nobody wants to be left out, mm-hmm, of how this whole thing ends.
Right.
Right. Yeah. This is an event film. You don't want to come Monday morning and have all your fellow coworkers talking about Endgame, right, and you're sitting there going, "Oh, yeah, you know what that feels like."
I do. I think that I might try to see it because I don't mind like waiting a little bit. I might try to see it on like in the morning probably, so that it's not like a crowded in, yeah, the evening, like Saturday morning or Sunday morning. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going again on I think it's like 10:30, I think, on Friday, along with the 6 o'clock one. Yeah, it just it's crazy. It is.
It really is like little finger snap, just poof. It's like Thanos. Just poof.
They've confirmed it. 3 hours long.
The movie? The
movie is 3
what?
Hours long.
Oh,
yeah.
And I'm sure it'll be 3 hours of art. Complete. Yeah,
this is not Drew's preference. 3 hours is not the preference of Drew.
I don't think he cares.
Yeah.
I don't even care. Oh. I don't care.
Because I'm invested.
I know. I don't care.
I've watched 26 movies building up to this one.
I don't know if we've had this conversation already
I want to know what happens.
I don't know if this is like a dumb question, but. Like, is this the end of the Avengers franchise?
No.
Or are there going to be like offshoots?
There's going to be offshoots. This is the end of
this story.
Phase one.
Thor, Captain America, Iron Man.
Okay,
This is going to be. I'm not saying they're dying. This is the end of their story.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This is
it's still very likely that they will be in things, but mm-hmm, it's like
their core storytelling.
The Thor franchise,
yeah,
and okay, the Captain America
gotcha
franchise,
and the Iron
gotcha
Man franchise. Yes. We won't be getting any more of.
But they're
come back around eventually. But
yeah, gotcha. Okay.
In the comic books, other people have taken on the mantle of Iron Man because it's just a suit. Right.
Right.
You know,
okay,
so it's gotcha likely that the Iron Man character will be fulfilled by somebody who is not Robert Downey Jr.
It'll be interesting to see like how that's received just because Robert Downey Jr. has like totally become Iron Man at this point.
So, Sam, can you see my screen?
Is that a blimp?
Yeah. Can you see it?
I mean, I can see a blimp and
okay
like mountains.
Hey, Drew, can you see it? Okay. I'm going to see if you can
watch
this.
What does the blimp say?
It says Amazon.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you can watch, those are little drones. Popping out of the bottom.
What in the world? It's like a blimp with little drones flying out of the bottom.
It's the deliveries.
That's awesome.
Is that like their plan for the future?
This is going to be like the future. We're going to have skies filled with Amazon and
weird
blimps that are going to be
distributing products.
Is that like a giant flying warehouse?
Yeah.
Weird.
Right? This is the future.
You sure that's not an April Fool's?
Yeah. No,
are you
no, no.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. I'm absolutely positive.
Was it posted on April 1st?
No, it's them. They're testing it. There's a little drone package.
That seems publicity stunt.
Why? That's exactly what Amazon's going to do. They'll be floating all over the metropolitan. They'll load them up and then they'll take them out.
They better float over Buffalo because.
Look at that. You can see them flying, like a little drone's flying around it.
They're so cute. They're like little blimp babies.
I welcome our Amazon overlords and skies filled with neon colored blimps.
That one's white. It's not neon.
I know, but eventually in the future, everything will be neon.
By
at
law.
Least in, yeah, by law.
By law.
In the future that I live in, everything's going to be bright Technicolor.
You're okay with the government mandating that everything must be neon colors?
No, I'm okay with Amazon mandating everything must be bright neon colors.
Fair.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's do morning daily promo.
Oh, that's right. Oh, because you got to get out of here.
Yeah,
you don't feel well. You got a broken back.
Yeah.
Rolling. Sorry, it was Limp Bizkit. You know that song?
I do.
Do you?
I do.
Wow.
I know.
Who?
I don't know well enough to like continue the lyrics for you.
Brothers? Brothers? Ex-boyfriend. That you heard the song. That's an old song.
What do you mean?
Where do you think you heard it?
Oh, I have no idea.
Your brothers or Barn Life or whatever?
Probably Barn Life. I don't know. I just know that I've heard that, but I don't know.
I told your mom.
What genre is that?
That's alternative rock.
Okay.
Keep rolling, rolling, rolling.
Would that play on a classic rock station?
It might now. If only we could fly. Told your mom, man, you guys need your barn, Enchanted Hollows, needs to be a reality show.
We've been like up for consideration for reality shows.
Have
like,
you?
Three different times now.
Yeah, you should be. It would be amazing. He showed the picture of your brother in the go-kart he made. Your dad's comment cracked me up where he threw a license plate on it. He thought it'd make it street legal. That was hysterical.
I know.
That was really funny. That thing hauled, man.
I know. And he's 13 years old, and he put that all together by himself.
That thing, I couldn't believe how fast he was trucking around your barn on that thing.
He took a frame, an engine, like he had like a seat that he got off of one of our old lawnmowers. And everything, and he put it all together by himself. I don't even know how he knows that. I don't even know how he knows how to do that. My brother, my 13-year-old brother, and all of my brothers are pretty mechanically inclined. One of them's a diesel mechanic now. But this, my 13-year-old brother, he whipped up a go-kart out of like spare parts. And it's super fast. It's crazy.
Yeah, man. When I saw it, I was like, oh, that's cute. And then I was like, dude, that thing hauls.
I know. And he's like,
a roll cage.
It really does.
I'm glad he had a helmet on. That was,
he did,
that was
really good. Okay. That's definitely like top priority in the Sansevier household is helmets.
Were you wearing one?
I was.
Okay. All right.
I always wear a helmet when I'm working with like training client horses and horses.
Yeah, imagine
that
all the
not 100%.
Imagine all the things you'd have broken if you hadn't.
I didn't hit my head at all.
I know,
it was weird. The way that I fell.
Just joking.
I'm just saying. It was weird. The way that I fell, I only landed on my lower back.
I told your mom they needed to fill the dinosaur suit up with foam packing peanuts and then make you wear that
you wear
every
time
you ride the horses.
There's like vests that you can wear that are made for riders where you wear like this vest and you clip something onto the saddle.
Are they on Amazon so I can buy them right now?
I don't know. You clip something onto the saddle, kind of like when you are running on a treadmill and there's like a little clip. And so like if you fall off the treadmill, it'll shut off. So if you clip something onto your saddle and if it senses that it's become detached and that you've fallen off of your saddle, the vest like poofs up like an airbag.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
I know. But they look really dumb, so.
Well, the NASCAR drivers have to wear the Hans devices and it keeps their head from moving attached to the suit in the seat to keep it from going to that place where they can actually go and snap their neck if they go and hit the wall.
Avoid that whiplash.
Yep.
Yeah. And whiplash and a broken neck.
All right. I'll do black.
Morning Daily Promo. I'm ready. Coming up on the Thursday edition of Justice and Drew.
State of the State news and reaction, starting with Sam's Top 5 at 6:20.
Jason Flores from Americans for Prosperity at 7 and Representative Kurt Dowd at 8:35.
Kim Crockett will join us to talk about why teachers' unions are fighting charter schools.
Justice and Drew, live and local, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
Bang, bang into my heart.
You know you want it.
Bang, bang.
I do know that song.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, we had a whole bang, bang Jesse J conversation before.
We did.
That's
what I listened to on the way in.
Oh, I missed it.
I was listening. I don't know why, but Gwen Stefani had been in my head all morning. That If I Was a Rich Girl. That song.
That's not a Gwen Stefani song.
I know. I'm getting there.
Okay.
So I got in the car and I put in, I started off a playlist with that song.
I see.
And then it went to like another Gwen Stefani song and went to Cool by Gwen Stefani, which was also coincidentally playing in the lobby as I came in, which
so strange.
I thought was weird.
So strange.
Yeah, what a random song to hear twice in like 5 minutes of a song that hadn't been popular in forever.
Bizarre.
And then as part of that playlist, it eventually landed on Jesse J. Bang Bang.
Bang Bang.
And I'm putting Domino and Bang Bang in. I'm on my playlist. Your Billie Eilish album dropped too, Drew.
It's not mine.
That one's been, are you talking about the one that's been out for a couple weeks now?
I just opened up iTunes and it said that new album, so maybe it has been out for a couple
weeks.
I'm not
crazy about that album.
It's weird.
It's really weird. And I saw a quote somewhere where she was like, her like goal was for every song to have a completely different sound, which like cool.
I don't think she accomplished that.
No, I don't think she accomplished that at all. And like, there's one song, it's whatever song like starts off with some dude just going like Billy, and then it's like this cool like beat. That's the only song that I kind of like from it.
Bang, 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 ba, bang, bang. That's my favorite part of that song.
I don't know anything about Billie Eilish. All I know is that I'm digging that You Should See Me in a Crown song.
I've heard it, but I can't picture it in my head.
You should see me in a crown.
She's only like, when she put out her first album, she was like 15. And she's still only like 17 or 18.
And it's just horror pop.
It is. It's weird.
So weird.
Yeah,
it's like
weird to me.
Scary.
It's weird to me to like hear it. It's weird for me to hear it on like KDWB because some of her songs have been playing on KDWB. And I just feel like they're not like mainstream enough. And it's, I'm curious as to why they're being like, I don't know. Played like their mainstream music. I don't know. Rush Limbaugh.
I know you want it.
You do know that you want Rush Limbaugh.
That was weird.
Weird. That was weird.
That was weird.
That was weird.
I'm back.
Making mornings weird again.
Yeah. You're listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Thursday morning on Justice and Drew. Jason Flores, Kim Crockett, and Representative Kurt Dowd.
Listen live 6 to 9 on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. I've been in the doldrums of I can't find good podcasts to listen to.
Yeah.
Listen to the Justice and Drew show.
Actually, my buddy of mine named Jason Hammer, he and his friend Nigel host a show in Indianapolis, Hammer and Nigel.
Hence for Nigel.
Pags.
Ooh. Do you know that song?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the Primus cover a lot.
Oh, that is a good version.
Yeah.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
Thursday morning on Justice and Drew. Jason Flores, Kim Crockett, and Representative Kurt Dowd.
Listen live 6 to 9. Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Anyway, check out Hammer and Nigel. I think you'll enjoy it. I've never listened to it before. I've been on their show a couple times, but I've never listened to it before. And I got a note that pinky's up.
I've been on their show before. Pink.
I'm pinky's up at bragging camp.
I'm a radio guest as well as a radio host.
That was totally not pinky's up at all.
Oh my god,
that was not.
I thought it was really pinky's up.
Anyway, they apparently they're like the number one show in their time slot.
Wow,
so, good for them. That's awesome.
I wanted to check it out. And
great plans for Nigel. I only want what's best for him.
I don't understand this reference.
Sorry, I recommended this.
I'm glad you're not going to check it out on my way home. I'm going to check it out on my way home. I'm going to peep that on my way home.
Drew's sad.
I am very sad.
Closing argument.
Very sensitive as of late. What's going on with that? I just don't do that. I'm only allowed. Sorry, Sam.
I am entitled to my sensitivities.
Aw. Cute. You're listening to Closing Argument with Walter Hudson.
Thursday morning on Justice and Drew. We've got Jason Flores from Americans for Prosperity, Kim Crockett from the Center of the American Experiment, and Representative Kurt Dowd.
Listen live 6 to 9 on Twin Cities.
Okay, we'll try that again. You were doing fine.
Can he just do his? I know.
What's that?
Can he just do it?
Not anymore.
I deleted my promo.
Thursday morning, Flores, Crockett, Dowd.
I know.
Well, why don't you just do the second line and then?
No, I got it.
Sorry, I already deleted it by the time you said that.
So quick.
I know. I hit delete as soon as I'm done with my part.
So I know.
I move on.
Wow. It's fine.
I never delete your emails, John.
Thank you.
Or any other emails.
Because you never open them,
right?
I open the promos email. I have to.
Those aren't from John.
Oh.
Oh.
That's true. But I also never delete John's emails either.
Oh, we have to tell. Okay, we have to finish this. We do. I know you got to go.
Let's finish this promo first.
Okay, we have a story to tell you.
Okay. You're listening to Closing Argument with Walter Hudson.
Thursday morning on Justice and Drew. Jason Flores from Americans for Prosperity, Kim Crockett from Center of the American Experiment, and Representative Kurt Dowd.
Yes, that's right. And you should listen live 6 to 9 on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
Yes, that's right.
Do you think that Walter ever comes back to a show and is just like, yes, that's right?
First off, did you watch Nate Bargatze?
No, not yet, but I do plan. Not yet. I do plan to. I literally slept most of the weekend.
Have you watched any of his older stuff?
I've watched everything I could find.
He's funny when he doesn't have the beard.
Yeah.
He looks so different.
I know. I've watched everything I could find of him.
My gosh, that
scoured
dude is
YouTube.
So damn funny.
I've been telling you about him for...
Have you?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I never hurt. I hurt so bad.
He is amazing.
Especially the stand-ups Netflix one when he did that gator bit.
Oh, my
just
God.
Freaking... kills me. I was in so much pain. I was laughing so hard.
Yes.
One star review. Just did your gator get out? even like sort of broke my little rule because I included it in our group chat and I felt bad because I try not to include things that discount anybody. And I knew you wouldn't get the joke, but I was so damn okay. funny. I wanted to put it in
it's
there
totally
anyway.
Okay.
So this is real quick, real quick story. So as of August, I'll have been here 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we had a revelation. Something occurred that's been happening this whole time that we didn't know was happening. Okay, so when we do our prep, right?
Oh,
so,
God.
Okay.
I was trying to figure out what you were
all right, so when we do our prep, right? So you know how we send lists of stories to each other, okay?
Yep.
Sometimes Drew will send it, and I'll just do what, you know, the day before, I'll just grab Drew's story. Sometimes I'll prep early, and Drew will send over what he's found. And then in the morning, something very similar happens. And on occasion, I'll get up, and I'll do my portion of the prep.
Okay.
And I will send over the before you get the final version, which is why you get an email with the when it says final.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
So we keep you off of it until we get the final one. At least I do. I think Drew includes you
Drew
before.
Drew includes me. Yeah.
Okay. So on a many times, I'll send the prep over to Drew, and Drew will write back. We good.
So typically from my perspective, what that means is that when I finally sit down at the computer in the morning, most of the time, John has not sent anything. But every once in a while, either John got up early or I got up a little late or whatever, you know, John will have sent his list of stories before I have a chance to complete mine or whatever.
I've heard the woes of John sending the prep email and then you send more stories like right after. Yeah.
So when that happens, you know, I'll look through the stories. I'll look through what I've got. And unless there's really something that is standout, typically I'll just write back, we good.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is we're good. I'm not going to send anything else because we're clearly have enough material for today's show.
Every time that he sent that, I read it as a question. I read it as you're going, we good?
But to there's no question mark on it.
I know. It didn't matter. But there was no period either. There was no qualifying
punctuation. So this happens a lot?
It happens
often enough,
maybe
you know.
Frequently.
Maybe once a week. Maybe once every other week.
Something like that, yeah.
So I will normally respond with like, yeah, or yep.
Yep.
He always
writes back and says, yep, yeah.
I always assumed it
and
was.
And I thought this was just our little like, we good, yeah. All right, cool. Fist bump, bro.
Cute little
it was a little email fist bump. But no, in his mind, it was always
a question.
Him answering your question.
I always thought it was him asking me, are we good? Which I always thought was weird because I would never answer back, no, we're not good. Prep more.
Prep like, monkey prep.
That would be like e-worders. Like I was asked, I always thought it was so strange. Like, why is he asking me? It was like, yeah. It's not like I'm going to reply and go, no, you need to go find more stories. We don't have enough. So I just be like, you know, we're good.
Yeah, good job, dude.
We're good. So.
When did you guys come to this revelation?
Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, it was Monday or Tuesday, and I can't remember how
it was. It happened Monday. Monday, he sent the prep. I looked at it.
Oh!
Because I had sent a ton of stuff on Sunday. Like, I knew I'd sent more than...
And I actually even commented on that. I was like, man, we've got to do something on Sundays, because this is way too much crap.
There's just so much... Because we get Saturday stories and Sunday stories.
Yeah.
And
it just builds up.
So, yeah, I knew we had a ton of stuff. So on Monday morning, you know, he sent the email over and I wrote back, we good. And he wrote back, yeah. And I was like, cool, we're done. And then he was like, and then he told me.
So here's what happened. Can I do this part of it?
Yeah,
so here's what was going to happen. I was telling him a story about how I had added a note and I deleted it.
Okay.
And the note I added was, yeah, I was going to type that the prep had me bummed out because it was all serious stuff.
Okay.
I was going to put that in the email. And I was going to put, yeah, but all the prep we got is bumming me out because it's all serious. And I was like, ah, you know what? I don't want to put that in. This is what's so flipping funny. I don't want to put that in an email because I don't want the context lost. Okay. So I'll just talk to him when I come into the studio.
So you had sat down and had a conversation, right, and you're coming at it from a completely different angle.
Right. That's what the whole thing. And then I went, wait a second, are you? That was never a question. He's like, that was never a question. I was just.
He prefaced it with something. One of his sentences when we were talking was when you asked if we were good. And I was like, "Hold, stop!"
You're like, "I'm never asking."
No, that wasn't a question. He was like, and then he was like, "That's never been a question." I was like, "That's never been a question."
So
your whole the last 3 years have been a lie.
It's all been a sham. We have to redo every show now.
John's over here thinking that like Drew is just constantly seeking his approval.
We have to redo every prep session
John,
we've ever
we,
had.
John, are we okay? Are we John, good? Is everything good? John, is everything good? Fine? John,
are we like personally on a friend level good?
Yeah. I'm kind of bummed because I thought he was deferring to me, like, hey, we good? And I was like, yeah, we're good. You know?
And you're like, yeah.
Of course not. I was declaring.
I did. Yeah, see, that's what.
Does that totally change your dynamic now?
I declare.
No, it's completely ruined. Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah. I'm going to have to expedite my plan of getting rid of him much sooner.
What did I write today?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know. I deleted it as soon as it was done.
It made me laugh. Hang on. Let me find it.
I know. We've kept you away here way too long,
fine.
Sam.
You're totally fine. This is funny.
I wrote today, everything looks good and comprehensive, and I feel no need to add additional preparatory stories to the list which you have compiled below. It is truly glorious. And John wrote back, we good.
Did you have punctuation on your we good?
No. The sad part is that I was convinced that he only did that because he wanted to do that. Like when he said that, I went, "Oh, he didn't even bother prepping because he didn't want to do that."
Whatever joke,
I could have said over nothing, and he would have written that anyway.
That's awesome. I love that.
All right, we done.
We done.
We done.
We good.
I declare.
We done.
We done.
Bye.